Welcome back to the Dog Parentology Podcast. I'm Sparky, a canine psychologist and expert in systems thinking. Today, we're diving into one of the most critical aspects of your dog's well-being, impulse control. This isn't about outdated obedience training. It's about helping your dog develop emotional and neurological balance, especially if they face trauma in the past. For dogs who've experienced fear or uncertainty, building impulse control is like giving them the tools they need to process the world calmly. Stick with us to the end, and I'll share with you how you can download a free guide to strengthen your bond with your dog through better impulse control. Okay, let's dig in. We're going to introduce the something better technique. So let's talk about that. It's a sophisticated approach designed to help both you and your dog master impulse control. Unlike traditional commands like leave it, this method teaches your dog that whatever they are focused on isn't as good as what you have to offer. To start, hold a treat in your hand in a closed fist near your dog's nose. Calmly say something better with a smile because your dog is watching your expressions. Let your dog sniff around your hand and try to get the treat. Then patiently wait. The moment they stop trying and look away, say yes and reward them with a treat from your pocket. This simple action begins a progressive process that creates a calm, soothing guidance cue that builds trust. It's important to note that this exercise is different than the traditional leave it or wait commands. With leave it, the dog is often trained to resist the urge momentarily, but might still expect to get the treat eventually. Wait usually involves asking the dog to hold off until you give them the signal to go ahead. In contrast, something better is all about guiding your dog away from what's in front of them to come to you instead, trusting that your offer will always be more rewarding. It's not about denial. It's about creating a sense of delight and anticipation, choosing you over distractions, right? But this is just the beginning. Our comprehensive step-by-step guide available on our website will take you through all the stages to proof your dog's mastery of impulse control. For our patrons, we offer even more resources and personalized check-ins to guide your journey. So what does it mean to master impulse control? Think about this as a future vision. You're out for a walk with your dog. Another dog is seen, and rather than reacting as they've always done, they pause. And in that moment, we call the white pathway, you say something better. Hearing a well-known, memorable process that you both enjoy helps them to choose you to feel better, calmer, and less fearful. In short, when your dog becomes reactive towards other dogs, mastering something better means you'll be able to step in and interrupt that reactivity. Another quick example of many ways it helps dog parents we've worked with is like if your dog loves to gobble up garbage on the street, the something better exercise will allow you to help them choose you and not the half-eaten sandwich. There is some important advice when starting to develop impulse control. Here are the top five. It's important that you first teach the dog to the level of mastery before using the something better in hard situations. That sets you and them up for success. Makes sense. Two, start simple. Use a something better exercise as part of your daily routine to build your dog's ability to pause and consider their actions. Three, consistency is key. Reinforce these exercises with calm praise and steady cues. Your dog's trust in your guidance will grow with each positive experience. Four, stay calm. Remember, your dog mirrors your energy. So practicing self-regulation techniques like deep breathing can help both of you stay in control. That's all about co-regulation. Five, engage in positive experiences. Replace those negative commands to try and control your dog with accountability. To teach your dog using positive experiences and focus on building a stronger bond through nurturing experiences. And six, Understand what is happening inside your dog, their brain and their body that they cannot control, and level up your compassion. That's next up, a quick review of what is happening inside your dog. Let's start by talking about understanding impulse control in your dog. Impulse control in dogs relies on two key processes, bottom up and top down. Bottom up, led by the emotional center, Tom, drives those reactive instinctual responses. It's like your dog's foot is stuck on a gas pedal, reacting before thinking. Top-down processing, guided by Conrad, is all about decision-making and control, allowing your dog to pause, think, and choose a better action. When a dog has faced trauma, the connections between Tom and Conrad, well, they can weaken, making it hard for them to tap into that top-down processing, which is why you often see impulsive reactions in dogs who've been through some tough experiences. Let me tell you about Jersey, a dog who came into my care with severe impulse control issues due to past trauma. Jersey's immediate reactions were to bark and lunge without any thought to dogs who walk by his home. His dog parents, when they first met me, told me that he preferred to stay outdoors during the day in the backyard with a fence. Now, the boards were just spaced enough that Jersey could watch for any threats walking by. But through exercises like Something Better, combined with sensory process positive experiences and balance exercise, and getting him used to relaxing more deeply in a less stimulating environment, well, Jersey started to shift towards more controlled reactions. He began moving from the red and blue pathways. Those are the fight, flight, or freeze responses, to the white pathway, which is the flux response, which is the launching point for the green pathway, which is engagement and connection. Over time, with his dog parents embracing their accountability to develop his executive function and specifically his impulse control, they saw a significant change, and his bond with his dog parents changed dramatically into one of deep affection and trust. So how much of your dog's impulse control is really a reflection of your own behavior? In our next episode, we'll dive into how attachment styles affect your dog's actions, a groundbreaking concept that you won't want to miss. Now, if you like this episode, make sure to subscribe, please. And that will make sure that the information keeps coming. And it's a win-win because you're going to feel awesome that you helped other dog parents gain the information they need to help keep dogs in homes. Thank you for joining us on this journey into impulse control and emotional well-being for your dog. Keep learning, improving, and striving to be the best dog parent you can be. Check out our website for the free downloadable guide on Something Better. Until next time, stay connected and keep practicing. Do 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 do